Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
In this session, I want to talk to you about how to improve your preaching, how to get to the next level in your expertise as an expositor. I want to begin at a very basic level, which is this. I think most men never become the expositors that they could truly be and reach their potential simply because they never preach enough. If you were learning how to play the piano, or if you were learning how to play a violin, do you think more practice or less practice would help you in learning to play those instruments? Well, the answer is very obvious. The more you practice at a certain skill, the more proficient and efficient you become. The same is true in preaching. It was George Whitefield who said, "The more we preach, the better we preach." I want to say again, I think most preachers never reach their full potential because they never preach enough. We live in a day in which the Sunday evening service is being let go. The Wednesday evening service with preaching is becoming a thing of the past. We're virtually down to just one preaching service a week, that on Sunday morning. And I think with that decline, there is also a decline in the quality of expository preaching. So the reason I say this is for those of you who do preach, I want to encourage you to seek out as many different venues and opportunities as you possibly can to develop the gift of preaching that God has given to you. And for those of you who are elders in local churches or in some way serve in the leadership team of your local church, I think you do your church a great service by allowing for more opportunities for preaching in your church, not only because of the effect that it will have upon your congregation. They will be greatly edified and built up in their faith as the Word of God is preached to them, but also what it will do for your pastor, as it will enhance his abilities as an expositor. Now, I want to encourage you to think about different venues in which you would preach, because each venue brings out something unique in your preaching. Certainly there's Sunday morning, which tends to be more proclamational and more preparation probably put into the Sunday morning sermon. There may be a more formal structure even to the sermon itself. And there's even a certain visual sight line as you stand in the pulpit and look out at the entire congregation, and there are probably more people there, and even to the left and to the right and further away from you, and perhaps even in a balcony. Sunday evening is a different venue, and it will bring things out of your preaching. Usually it's less formal. It may be more just God's people there, and it could be preached even with greater passion. I know for me, as I would preach on Sunday evening, I often felt a greater freedom of expression and strength of convictions as I would preach on Sunday evening, because I'm with a people who can take that in. I also taught Sunday school for many, many years of my pastoring, and that was very helpful to me, as I would stand behind not a pulpit, but a lectern, and people would be literally just a couple of feet away from me on the front row. I could almost reach out and touch the people. They were that close to me, and it helped me with eye contact. It helped me with even proper use of humor. It helped me. I would teach with fewer notes in Sunday school, and it brought out certain aspects of my delivery that I would then carry into the pulpit on Sunday morning. There's also Wednesday evening preaching, if there is such a thing in your church, that I actually loved. And my children would even say to me, "Dad, we think you preach best on Wednesday night." And there were certain facets of the sight lines in a smaller group that brought out the best in me in certain ways that, again, would flow back into the pulpit on Sunday mornings and enhance my Sunday morning preaching and prevent me from being in a rut. Also, as I would teach in men's studies, I would stand behind a lectern, and we had Friday morning men's study, and there would be anywhere from 50 to 80 men that would gather together, and it was more teaching-oriented, but I would come in certainly with the passion of preaching as well. And then, of course, there's preaching at funerals and preaching in conferences and preaching at camps. My point is this: for you to get to the next level in your preaching, there are many different things that I could talk about, including the feedback that you would receive from others. But I do believe that the more you preach, the better you will preach. I want to encourage you to look for different opportunities in which you can preach throughout the week. It might even be going to a college campus, going into the cafeteria, into a side room, or going to a law school or to a medical school and being able to address students there, going into a fraternity house or to a sorority house, going to speak to a group of athletes. Whatever the different venue would be, seize the moment, capture those opportunities, because it will round you out as an expositor. And I would encourage you to not only have more opportunities, but a wider variety of preaching opportunities. Each one of these will allow you to grow and mature and develop in your skills a little bit more each time you step into a different type of setting.
You've been listening to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson, an outreach of One Passion Ministries. One Passion is committed to training pastors in expository preaching that is firmly anchored in God's Word. For information about upcoming events and how to subscribe to the Expositor Magazine, visit onepassionministries.org.